Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, and it is the 14th of March, and I'm recording at 8:45 p.m., and that is Greenwich Mean Time, and that is earlier than usual because the U.S. markets are on daylight savings time now. Europe will be there in, well, I'm not sure about the continent, but the U.K. will be there in a couple of weeks. Okay, so I mentioned in my Friday audio that I thought we might see a strongish performance in the Asia-Pacific region following Wall Street's good close on Friday, and that's pretty much what we saw. Japan, Nikkei 225, up 1.75%. Interestingly, the Shanghai Composite Index had the identical figure, and the two Hong Kong indices that we follow, the HSI and the H Shares Index, HSCEI, had strong gains, particularly the they both had about identical gains, but over 1%, close to 1.5%. Elsewhere, we saw modest gains of mostly below 0.5 percentage point on the other Asia-Pacific indices, except for Indonesia, which was up just over 1.3%. And so a good day, all to the plus side there. Now, Europe was mostly steady. The Italian market was a fraction, tiny fraction lower. The German market did best by far, and that was up 1.62%, and that DAX index pushed above the 10,000 level, couldn't hold it, ended at 9,990. Modest gains for the other European indices, including over 0.5% for the UK FTSE 100 index. Wall Street, well, it's seesawed a little bit, but in the afternoon, early evening, it was mostly to the plus side, but gave up most of those gains. The Dow was up just under 0.1 percentage point. The S&P 500 declined by a little over 0.1 percentage point. And the NASDAQ Composite Index, well, it was almost flat here, but just a tiny, tiny gain there. The Canadian market, Mexican market, and Brazil all had modest declines. And looking, well, first is, let's just talk about where perhaps these markets are going. We have a number of overbought readings. The rally that we saw in March and, in February and also March to date has been a good one. But it has pushed back towards 200-day moving averages in a number of instances, edged above them a little bit, as in the S&P 500 index, but there's overhead resistance up here, and to repeat that point about those short-term overbought conditions, I think we have seen an enormous amount of short covering. I know I'm absolutely certain we've seen an enormous amount of short covering, and there were a lot of shorts to cover, otherwise we wouldn't have had such a sharp downward move previously in such an emotional environment. Now, of course, if most of the shorts have covered, we've lost a big source of future demand. And therefore, I think the markets are riskier up here. I would be surprised to see significant additional upside action in the short term. I think that's unlikely. But if markets can range and mostly hold in here and occur during a corrective phase, well, that would be a best-case scenario, in my view, as I have said before. So I'd be a little careful up here in terms of new positions, and if there's anything you're a little bit nervous about, maybe it's not a bad time to weed some of those positions out. Now, looking elsewhere, U.S. government bonds, well, that yield had pushed up, closed on Friday, actually, around the 198 level for the 10-year U.S. Treasuries. Those yields came down a little bit, 1.96, shortly after the close. And the VIX also edged a little higher at 16.92. And looking at the dollar, U.S. dollar index, that's firmer, almost 400 ticks to the upside, taking it to 96.567 as I speak. Precious metals took some hits in here today. Again, they were overbought, somewhat overextended in the short term. And the fear factor has dissipated. And palladium, therefore, that pulled down, pulled back $10 to $5.69 and change. Silver down 23 cents as I speak. That's at $15.37.5. And platinum is down $10.5 to $9.59 and a little bit of change. And gold down $15.36 at $1,235 and change. So they've sort of definitely lost upward momentum here. And what we're basically seeing is profit taking, and we don't have any evidence yet that these precious metals have... They would need to show upper dynamics to indicate that the profit taking was over and that demand was returning. I don't expect that tomorrow, at any rate. And Brent crude, a little disappointing here, could not hold the $40 level. It's down 78 cents to $39.61. And the WTI crude, a little weaker, down to $37.35. That's down $1.15. Natural gas lost 3 cents after seeing a reasonably good rally over the last fortnight or so. In currencies, I only mentioned the dollar index when I touched on that, but the euros... half a euro weaker, 1.1107. Sterling is weaker at 1.4306. The Australian dollar is a little weaker, 0.7517. So, again, say the U.S. currency a little firmer against most other currencies around the globe. Now, going back to the commodities... what about some of these others? Soybeans unchanged, corn and wheat a little bit firmer in here. Rough rice is slightly firmer here overall. So a mixed picture there generally, and a quieter day. By far. So I think a lot of people looking around, what's actually going on here? Well, I think the big story is the rallies are losing upside momentum. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.